What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, and this is Weekdays with Mike. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. Good morning, Craig. It's nice to have you in. There we go. How are you,
hey,
mate?
Mike, I'm doing well, thanks. And how good are those Dockers?
Sorry? Hello? Are we on? Actually, I've actually worn my shorts in today.
Hey, listen.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. That's
that?
That one-point win, that was sensational.
When was that?
Recently.
That was ages ago.
Yeah, come on.
That's history. That's so long ago. That's so long ago, I've forgotten.
Hey, we're talking about growth mindset today. How do we help our kids grow? And I think that is a very exciting topic because we all want to see our kids do well at school, don't we?
Back after this. Thank you. You're going to share some pearls of wisdom today regarding growth mindset about learning.
You know, it's a bit of a new idea that's come out the last few years. Carol Dweck, and I know that Natalie Nichols has been on talking about growth mindset.
Yes, we have touched on it as well. Yes.
But it's a key, and I think it's a key because we...
Who's Carol, by the way?
Carol Dweck is kind of one of the writers that introduced this idea about 10 years ago about how do we help kids grow and adults as well. How do we keep growing? And you know that classic, that's who I am, I don't change, and take it or leave it. And I think sometimes we do that as adults, and often in our kids we do the same thing where it's like, you know what, I'm not good at maths, but I'm good at art, and that's how it is. But if we understand that we can all grow, we can all develop, it changes our thinking, we become an agile learner. We talked last week about the learning zone, so we're not staying in the comfort zone. I'm good at this, I'm comfortable there.
Yeah.
But how can I learn? How can I do better? And by just practice. And I can master things if I put my mind to it. And helping our kids understand that. Mm. And as adults as well. Because we don't like to take risks, do we?
That's right.
We don't like to learn new things. Yeah. But it's a really important skill for our kids.
Growing is a continual thing, isn't it?
It is a continual thing. And I look at you, Mike, and I just think, you look back over your own life and things you've done and things you've tried out.
Oh, heaps.
If we stay in our comfort zone, we never actually grow and develop and do the things that maybe in our heart God's shown us that we want to do. And we've got to take risks. Calculated risks, but risks nonetheless. And I think we've got to help ourselves and help our kids learn that. So we really want to talk about that today and dig a bit deeper about what that looks like.
Ah, back to the 80s and take on me. 1985, in fact, that was from Craig.
In the good old days, Mike.
80, do you like the music? Do you like the 80s?
I'm a bit of an 80s tragic, but you know what? I think all good music is good music, let's be honest.
Sitting on the fence there, Craig. But that's all right. We'll get back on track. Hey, we've got a great message from Michelle. Thanks, Michelle, from Bertram. Now, Michelle says, how do you get your child to ignore the group mentality, in brackets, the peer pressure, around particular teachers? My child takes a dislike to a teacher and can't get past that, which affects the learning in that class. And often it's based on someone else's experience, not their own, and it becomes a group mentality to dislike the teacher. What are your thoughts on that, Craig?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one. And I think we've all been at school and had that teacher.
Oh, I've had several.
Mike, I'm surprised.
That's true.
Was it you or was it the teacher? That's my question.
Well, I'm still working through that. I'm thinking, now, what's the common denominator here?
I think it is a challenge. And, you know, like, there's people we don't like. There's people we don't get on with.
Yeah.
And I think we have to make a choice. And we have to help our kids make a choice to honour this teacher and to say, look, what can you learn? I said, look, it might be a tough year and you might have wanted that teacher, but this teacher's a professional. Mm. You can learn something from them. I think we've got to have that conversation with our child to make sure, make sure in our heart we don't have, as a parent, maybe I don't like that teacher, and then that can come out as well. And I think just find a way to meet with the teacher and say, look, my kid's struggling. Is there some things that, you know, we can work together to try and help my child who's struggling? Don't say he doesn't like you, but just say my child's struggling in your class.
Okay, so you wouldn't say that.
No, my child's struggling in your class. Is there any ways that we can improve it or improve that relationship? And I think just dig a bit deeper. I think in terms of the peers and the parents, it is a common problem. And, you know, I faced that even just recently. And I think that we have to nip it in the bud, because every teacher, there's no such thing as a good or a bad teacher. Mm. I think there's experienced teachers. I think these teachers have more skill. But I think every teacher wants the best for their kids. So we've got to try and focus on that, make a connection, help our kids get to that place, and maybe say, look, can my child sit with someone else in the class, because this is not helpful for them? And just try and drill down a bit. But my first suggestion is to get an appointment with this teacher and try and find a way forward, because that's going to be the key to get the teacher on board to try and work through that thing and try and bit of conversation with your child about, look, they might think that, but you've got the privilege of being at school and have a good attitude towards your teacher. It is tough.
Yeah.
And sometimes you've got to think, let's write it out. You know, so it might be term four, having a conversation with the principal, say, look, you know, can we, my kids had a tough year. Is there a way that they can be in a class where they're better supported? Because it has been tough. So if it does get to a point where they're not supported and there are issues, then go to the next level and go to the principal. But until then, try and work it out.
Because it's high, would it be fair to say that the teacher may not have any clue?
No.
Like, would have no idea what that child's thinking.
No, and I
that
think...
There's a clash, right?
I've not met one teacher who's deliberately trying to be a bad teacher or be unkind to kids.
Yeah.
I think teachers do get grumpy. They have bad days.
Of course.
They maybe are good at teaching this, but not at that.
Yeah.
But I think if we always start from... What can we partner with? How can we work this thing through much better than going, this teacher's an idiot and I don't want them to be in that class? I think that's not a helpful way. And those conversations we have with our kids around the dinner table are really important as well, aren't they?
I've just had a flashback to... Sorry, Craig. I've just had a flashback.
Is this confession time? It's just like it's Friday. Dr. Phil, I think, isn't it?
Year 10. Year 10.
Yes.
And I've now come to this revelation.
Catholic school.
Catholic school, St. Michael's College.
Yep, not well.
And I've now realised why I'm not good at art. Because me and the art teacher,
we just clash.
I mean, serious clash.
Yep.
Like,
I can't imagine you clashing with anyone, Mike.
Well, we've fast forwarded a few years, Craig. This is back in year 10.
Yep.
Anyway, I've just had that revelation just then.
Yeah, and you know what? And sometimes that can scar you for life. So probably now you're not real arty kind of guy, are you?
No. And I'm thinking maybe it all stems back to my year 10 art teacher.
Yeah, listen, we can do some counselling therapy during the break and I'll try and help you through this thing.
Craig, I'm glad you're here. Maybe let's play a song, have a coffee, let's talk about it. I'd love to talk to your family. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Maybe you can help me as well. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Oh, Craig.
We just had Beck in telling. Yeah. She really took it to you then, didn't she? I think she should get on next.
There's a reason why I didn't get along with my art teacher back in year 10. Now, we're going back a few years, though, Craig. We're going back a long, long time.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny what you can remember, though? I'm remembering my old teacher, Mr. Cornish, his name was. I can see him now.
Yeah, well,
amazing.
God bless him if you're listening
now
in Adelaide.
Apologies for everything I've said, Mr. Cornish.
And I look back, and I think the same ways. And I think some of it's our own maturity. But, you know, but some of it is, we're just talking about this thing off air about a fixed mindset can be like, I'm good at something, I'm bad at something. I'm bad at art. And so as a result, I don't have to learn, I don't have to improve.
Yeah.
Or I'm good at maths and that's it. No, you still have to train. And I think we've got stories like Don Bradman, you know what I mean?
Oh,
he might have been
Donald.
Good at cricket, but you know that famous story with a cricket stump, he would spend hours against the side of a water tank, hitting it against there, hours and hours, day after day.
Even
Ash Barty, I heard some stories about her grueling training from a five-year-old upwards. And we forget that, we think, oh, they're just a prodigy. No. They've trained, they've worked hard, they've refined that skill. And I think that the other part of growth mindset is this, and this is a challenge for us in Aussie culture, it's getting feedback. You know, we can keep doing the same thing and not get better. But we can go, actually, look, you're working really hard, but this is your problem, you need to change. Hey, you're making me feel bad about myself. You're telling me off. You're telling me, actually, no, I'm trying to help you grow. Here's some areas where you need to do better. And so growth mindset is seeking out feedback. It's embracing feedback. And one of the best ways that John Hattie, a famous research guru, says is that feedback is our friend. And it's one of the best ways that kids can learn.
I like that.
And we can learn as well. And we think feedback is like, hey, you're making me feel bad about myself. But as you know, it's helping us improve and sharpen those areas of weakness in our learning.
I love that, Craig. Good morning, Sharon. You've got a comment or a question today. You'd like to join the conversation.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, my conversation is how do we help children with change? So I've got a boy who is in pre-primary this year, and when there is difference of teacher, when his usual teacher is not in, and there's a relief teacher, if he doesn't see her for 2 days, he goes berserk. So how do we teach them in terms of growing that, you know, change will always happen? And
good question.
Yeah, yeah, great, Sharon. Great question. And I think that's the thing that our kids love routine. They love familiarity, and it is an adjustment, you know, because they've probably been with mum.
Yeah.
And they've been in that kind of safe place, and then they get to know the teacher, and then someone else comes in. And they're like, oh, this is a bit different. And so, again, it's that, it's having those conversations with that child, almost like preparing them. Hey, you could have a different teacher today.
Okay.
Would you maybe even, as you're bringing them to school, introduce them to that teacher, you know, and say, look, my boy is finding a little bit hard today, and get them to get down at their level and have a little chat and walk them through those changes, because there is changes going to keep happening.
Mm,
and so we're almost walking our kids through those changes as best we can. So a really good, really good comment.
And good on you, Sharon. Helpful. Yeah, good on you, Sharon from Ellenbrook. Thanks for the call today. It's that's interesting, isn't it, when you think about pre-primary and all the changes that kids adjust to.
Yeah, and teachers. And I think one of the things talking to teachers is that less and less kids want change, and they want things. And even as parents, we want to stay safe and in control. And that's not always helpful for our kids who need resilience and need to face and embrace change. Our world is changing so fast.
Yeah.
And so we need to teach them how to change, get feedback, grow, and to take risks. And so when we think about the Don Bradmans, the Thomas Edison, you know, who failed 1,000 times when he was, you know, getting the light bulb 1,000
Amazing.
Times.
Craig, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up.
Yep.
Sir Donald Bradman.
Oh.
I had the pleasure of meeting him one day.
Oh, wow.
I did, yes. When he used to live in, he lived in Adelaide for many years.
Yes.
And he lived in a suburb called Kensington. And I actually had
quite a gentleman, I've heard.
Absolute. He came and answered the door, had a delivery for him and knocked on the door. And there he was, Sir Donald Bradman.
My.
Amazing. Anyway, we'll come back and wrap up. There's a bit of trivia for you back after this. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike and Craig Hunter, the Deputy Principal, currently Acting Principal of Rehoboth Christian College, is with us. We've been talking about growth mindsets. Good topic, Craig.
It is good. And it's tough for us as a parent, and it's tough for us as adults.
Yeah.
And I guess if I can finish with one or two things. Mm. And one is that we talked about feedback, but I also want to remind people about failure, that if our kid fails something, it's not an end. It's an opportunity to learn. And remember that failure is a path to learning from that mistake and going forward. It's a path to mastery, actually. Mm. If we see mistakes and learning from our mistakes as a way forward rather than as an end point. And it's tough for our kids when they do bad in a test or they do bad at school. Mm. Hey, what can we learn? How can we do it better? Help our kids through that to grow rather than get frustrated or think, that's it, my kid's a failure, it's all over. No, it's a path to growth and learning. So just remember that with your kids and even in our own lives. We know that mistakes and failures can actually open doors to learning and going forward as well.
It's good, Craig. We are out of time. Once again, that goes quick, doesn't it?
It does.
How's the footy looking for the weekend? Oh, I haven't even checked who's playing.
Well, I did tip Dockers. I think they're playing Essendon, so I've tipped them. But
No, we played. My team plays the Bombers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually tipped the Crows.
Did you?
I did.
Ah, you're a smart man.
Come on.
Yeah, you're a very wise man. Hey, we'll catch up after the school holidays because I'm taking a break.
Great.
And I'm imagining as a teacher, you got some time. Do you have some time off over the school holidays?
We do. Yeah, we start programming again for next term. But yeah, we have a break, and it's good for teachers. It's been a tough term with COVID and all the changes.
Yeah,
a lot of teachers have had to be very flexible.
Yeah.
So shout out to all the teachers out there.
Indeed, and have a good break. We'll catch up after school holidays.
Cheers.
You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.